flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
The final hour of the Rob Brown Show starts now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Fan Up State. Rob Brown, your 2024 National Championship winner, the great one, Lonzo, and you. 844-326-3663 is the number to text into the show. Our text poll question of the day. Did the Chiefs get help? You have 44 minutes to vote before the poll closes at 9:45 and we reveal the consensus of the upstate. 844-326-3663. Did the Chiefs get help? Text yes or no. Very simple. You can add more if you want, but start your text with either the word yes if you believe the Chiefs got some assistance, or no if you believe they did not get assistance. 844-326-3663. That is also the number to call into the show, as Chris has and was kind enough to hang on through the top of the hour break. Chris, appreciate you, big dog. Welcome to the show. I know I said Chris. It's because I'm talking fast. I don't know what to tell you. Chris, welcome back, big dog.
I am not the sensei of Cobra Kai, but I do appreciate the introduction, Rob.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
It was funny you guys mentioned Lonzo playing the heel today. And I completely agree with you. Like, I can't dispute that. But the issue is there are two types of heels. There's the heel, like Kevin Owens, who is really right with what they're doing. And then there's the delusional heels, like Austin Theory is. He's sounding much more Austin Theory-ish today because, quite frankly, we don't believe what you're really saying, Lonzo, because deep down, you don't believe what you're really saying either. It's just not authentic. And the reason it's not authentic is because what you're saying would make sense if this were the first time we're ever hearing about the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes being favored by the officials. This has been going on for 4+ years now. At what point is the, quote, pendulum going to swing the other way and suddenly we're going to be screwed by the officials because they're going to be rough with us? It hasn't happened for 4.5 years. Why is it suddenly going to happen in an AFC championship game at home against Buffalo? A Buffalo team who, by the way, got the benefit of their own officiating calls with one of the most egregious non-late hit out-of-bound calls when Lamar Jackson was tackled beyond the white line that separates the out-of-bounds from the field of play.
I agree with
that,
by the way.
No flag on Ed Oliver there.
Sorry, yelling from a distance. I agree with that.
That's okay. and then a pass interference penalty that easily could have been offensive pass interference that took a 3rd and 10 to a sudden 1st and goal situation, and Buffalo takes command with a 14-7 lead after a Josh Allen touchdown run. So we've got two teams that have gotten the rub of the luck from the officials. For me personally, I don't think there's anything nefarious. I tend to believe in basically what is Hanlon's razor. And if you're familiar with that philosophical theorem, basically what it says is that the simplest answer is the correct one, and that it's much easier to attribute something to stupidity than it is to malice. I think officials are just bad at their job. I don't think there's anything malicious behind it. I don't think they're necessarily favoring somebody over there. I think they're just bad at their job. And they've been bad at their job more often for particular players. That has been throughout the history of sports. This is nothing new. It's unethical the way the players play. Same thing with James Harden, Joel Embiid flopping around trying to sell for calls. It's technically within the rules, but it's unethical. So if you want to root for the Joel Embiid, James Harden of the NFL, by all means, please knock yourself out. Know that the rest of us are not rooting for a group like that. And I will leave you gentlemen with this. I am sad here this morning. It is a sad day in our country. Yesterday was a very tough time for a lot of us as an unethical regime.
He was going Ryan Day, bud. He was 100% coming back to sports. I guarantee it. He was going to set that up to sound the way you thought he was going, and he was going to kick the legs out with the Ryan Day take. Well, I guarantee it.
That's a shame.
I guarantee that, he was going
that's
to.
That's a shame, because we don't talk politics here, and if that's what you were doing.
I guarantee it.
You worked yourself.
You saw me start laughing because I'm like, I know where he's going. He's going to kick the legs with a Ryan Day take,
even,
and I'm here for it.
Even if so, he worked his way to the hook. So there we go.
I want you to know, even though you didn't get the punchline, I felt it coming, and I was laughing over here.
But you don't know that for sure. The other thing is, I agree with Chris on a lot of what he just said. It's all this whole thing is work. But the other thing is, so if two golden boys are playing each other, who gets the treatment? Maybe no one does.
Maybe not.
Maybe they actually call it down the middle and let them play. And it's a very good possibility. I don't know. I don't. All I know is Saturday, while I'm watching this, while it's preparing to do my show, all I can think of is, okay, here's exactly what Rob Brown is going to do Monday. And here's how I'm going to counter what Rob Brown does Monday. And that's exactly what you did. And that's exactly what I did.
I want to point out two things. Yes, James says there was definitely a swerve coming. But more importantly, the Cena avatar with a Kansas City logo on the hat is freaking gold, James. Freaking gold. Well done. All right.
We have another caller.
We do.
We do.
What the hell? Let's roll. Who we got?
Quit acting surprised. We get all kinds of calls. We have Michael.
Michael, welcome to the show, big fella. Good to have you.
What's up, buddy? How are you, man?
Another day in paradise, bud. What you got for us, big fella?
That's right. Hey, listen, hey, I had two things, and then after Chris called in, I'm all discombobulated. So
I made a career out of it. Don't worry about it.
Hey, for the Ohio State, Lonzo, you appreciate this. I'm going to troll Clemson a little bit, but if our goal is perfection in the standard, we have to think about Ryan Day a little bit. And trust me, I'm doing cartwheels for this national championship. But you can't sit back on your laurels and sit there and go, well, you know, we didn't beat Michigan, but we won that championship. We got to find a way to beat Michigan, hammer those knuckleheads from up north, and still win the Natty. And so that's number one. And then Mahomes, as being from Ohio, I'm a Joe Burrow fan too. Yes, the quarterbacks get the calls, but this is getting a little egregious. I mean, it's getting crazy. And I'm a former D1 quarterback, and man, sometimes you look at it and go, what in the actual heck is going on here? Because these guys are just like Mahomes just getting stuff out here that's just like, that is not even football moves, right? You know, they're just tackling each other, and he's getting 15-yard penalties and four more downs.
Michael, it's, look, I where the egregiousness, or if there was egregiousness, falls is obviously going to be subjective. That is one of the problems with, and I'm not saying this in a negative, although it is, one of the issues you have with football is that a lot of these penalties are up to subjectivity, and different officiating crews see different officials on different crews see things different ways. But I will say this about Patrick Mahomes. To me, everything that Mahomes did, in my opinion, was within the scope of the rules of the game. He understands that he is protected. I'm not going to argue that he's protected, and that's fine. As Chris said in the last call, Michael, like, your superstar athletes, I'm talking your marquee guys, the guys that when you're advertising the game, that's the guy whose photo you put on the banner, have been protected in every major sport for as long as I've been watching. There was a book about it back in the 90s called The Jordan Rules. This is not any different than that. And some of them learn to lean into that, take advantage of that. And the only penalty for Mahomes in this case, well, there's two of them. Number one is, eventually, a Will Anderson Jr. is going to snap and is going to separate his noggin from his neck by just absolutely cooking him and going, hey, if I'm going to get a rough in the passer, I'm going to be rough in the passer. And number two, Patrick Mahomes becomes, to use Lonzo's term, a heel to everybody who's not a Chiefs fan. Everybody in America is, I'm telling you this right now, the overwhelming majority of people in America are rooting against the Kansas City Chiefs now because of Patrick Mahomes in these calls. But much like I've said for years with Dabo at Clemson, who the hell cares what everybody outside of your franchise is rooting for? Focus on you. And if Mahomes can figure out a way to keep playing within these rules and getting his team's yardage with the benefits of being protected, that seems like gamesmanship, which is in the rules to me. You just better be careful you don't get your block knocked off by a defender who gets sick and tired of it.
Oh, you're 100% correct on the gamesmanship. So just as on the football side of it, why are we not making these calls reviewable? That one right there would clear up a lot of gray area. And just like, you know, this weekend, they could review those things and go, nah, that wasn't a hit to the head. That wasn't a 15-yard penalty. Maybe it's a five. Maybe it's whatever. They could change these things. But I don't understand why the NFL is not looking at those things, and maybe they will this offseason.
I think it'll be, Mike. Good call, brother. Thank you very much. Appreciate you checking in. 844-326-3663. I think it'll be a discussion, but we've said this before. To me, the biggest reason is because, number one, officials are going to put pushback on the record. And number two, much like I believe happened with the pass interference replay, right? There's no reason for that not to have worked other than the people on the field who are in charge of it didn't want it to. They didn't want to give power away. And referees have that power in the moment. So I think it's the same setup.
I have a couple predictions. First of all, there's been a problem overall this entire year, not just in the NFL, but in college, in there being bad calls or no calls, and then the rules expert that they go to in the booth disputes what's on the field. I predict that the rules experts are going to disappear out of the booth, because all they're doing right now is making the guys on the field making the calls look bad. So I predict the rules experts are going to disappear from booths. They're not going to go, let's go to our rules expert and see what he says, because too many times this entire season, the rules expert in the booth has disagreed with the call on the field. So that makes college football look bad. That makes the NFL look bad. Those guys are going to disappear. I also have a prediction for Sunday, and we'll see. The rules thing, I really believe that's going to happen. We'll see. It wouldn't surprise me if there's not some sort of an apology from Aikman Sunday. Somehow he will work in an apology, he and Buck, about how extreme they went. Whether it's because Kansas City rules the world or because the NFL will look at it and agree that it was a bad look, how they did it, there will be some sort of an apology.
I will tell you this right now. I would be more disappointed. Listen, at the end of the day, I think everybody who, a lot of, if not most people who get into a career where they speak into a microphone for a living, at some point receive a mandate to say or repeat or read something that they do not agree with, something they are not on board with. I cannot tell you the number of times in my career that I was told, read this PSA, and it's for a group or an organization or a cause that I don't agree with. And I get told, doesn't matter, we don't care. Read it or don't work here. And then I have a decision to make. Am I putting my voice on this thing that I am against and keeping my job? Or am I bouncing from my job, becoming unemployed, but sticking to my principles? And it's kind of one of those spots where the real world's unfair and it sucks sometimes, that sometimes you have to make a choice. Do I stand on principle or do I keep my job and be able to pay my rent? Do I stand on principle and be able to look a cell phone camera in the face the next day and go, hey guys, I no longer broadcast for blank, but I echoed what I really believe in. But oh, by the way, can you guys go fund me a few $100 to pay my mortgage? Because I'm broke now. Now, I don't think Troy Aikman's in danger of going broke. But if Aikman apologizes after, because let's be clear, I don't know how you feel about it. In that moment, that felt like absolute genuine Troy Aikman and Joe Buck.
He was angry.
Yeah.
He was definitely angry.
And oh, by the way, that's a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's a quarterback.
And I don't know if it's specific towards Mahomes, but it sure did seem like it because Mahomes is the one guy doing it more than anybody, but he's not the only one. He's not the only one taking advantage of it.
He's not the only one taking advantage, but I think he's
the most visible because they're on TV all the time.
I don't think he's the only one taking advantage of it. I do think that he is getting more of a benefit from it than any other quarterback in the league. Like Michael pointed out just a minute ago, or Chris, one of the two callers in this segment pointed out, Lamar Jackson got devastated actually out of bounds by the Bills, and there was no flag on that. And it kind of goes back to the it kind of goes back to the Cam Newton days. Remember how Panther fans used to get mad because Cam Newton would take hits that other quarterbacks, like they get defenders thown out of the league. Cam would take the same hit and there'd be no call. Why? Because he was a running quarterback. He's a throwing quarterback. He was a running quarterback, and he was so big that he was treated differently. And I will tell you that even as a Saints fan watching back in the Cam Newton days, I agreed with that take back then. Cam Newton did not have the same rules applied to him because of how he played and his stature that other quarterbacks had. There's a million different reasons. But the point is, and I think, again, looking back in Cam's career in retrospect, I think most fans now, with history as the judge, agree with the fact that Cam was treated differently because of who he was and how he played and his stature. Well, if that quarterback was able to be treated differently, yeah, quarterbacks get treated differently. I think Mahomes is, and I'm like I said, I don't have an issue with Patrick Mahomes. He is playing the game by the rules. I was the dude that came off the bench in basketball to do what? Take charges and give fouls. It is within the scope of basketball to take a charge, which I was very good at, and take the ball away. Often it's a great move going to the bucket. Boop. There's that random dude who takes the charge. My ball. Or the guy that was sent in because we were down three and we needed a stop. So I go in and I just foul the crap out of whoever's got the ball. Rules of the game. Right? Mahomes is playing within the rules of the game, but he understands where that area is that he is protected as Patrick Mahomes, that I don't think other quarterbacks have the same amount of protection. And he takes advantage of that, which again, don't have a problem with. But there are two penalties to Patrick Mahomes. Number one is he is now, I think, maybe the most disliked quarterback in the NFL. As of today, not forever, but as of today, I think maybe the most disliked quarterback in the NFL. Does that mean anything? Not really. Not really. Because if you're not a Chiefs fan, you already weren't buying his jersey. If you are a Chiefs fan, he's your favorite thing since sliced bread. You're already buying the gear. It's not like he's getting penalized financially for this. But the second penalty is the one I worry about long term. And Lonzo agreed with this. At some point, an inside linebacker is going to get a run at Patrick Mahomes for a sack. And he's going to think, as he bears down on Mahomes, no matter what I do, they're going to call roughing the passer. So I'm going to run through this bleep's chest. I am going to explode him like the baby monster from Alien. That's what I'm going to do to Patrick Mahomes. If I am going to get a roughing the passer, I'm going to put the emphasis on rough. And we'll see how it goes. Mahomes is going to get crushed by an angry defender who knows he's getting flagged anyway, so bleep it, I'm taking him out of this game. That's the other penalty that Mahomes has to be prepared if he's going to keep taking advantage of what the referees are giving him. I'm not mad at Mahomes, but I'd be real careful if I was him. We'll see how it plays out. All right. There was one more thing this weekend that I have to address as somebody who hosts a gambling show. Also came from the Chiefs game. Not the Chiefs' fault. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. The Rob Brown Show, rolling on through hour number 4 here on the show. Okay, I got to do a gambling segment, but stick with me. There's a reason for it.
Hey, could you not reach your hand across the console? That makes me nervous.
I got that wingspan.
That was pretty close. You leaned into it.
I got that wingspan. In the Chiefs game, at the end of the Chiefs game, there was a controversy that was not a controversy, okay? If you missed it, at the end of the Chiefs game, the Kansas City Chiefs are up 11 points with the football inside of their own territory. The Chiefs end up in a 4th and 4 or 6 or whatever it was. They end up in a 4th down situation. Well, what do the Chiefs do? But snap to the punter, have the punter run straight backwards into the end zone. There were 17 seconds left on the clock when this play happened. Now, let's get to the gambling element. Stick with me again. I promise I'm going somewhere that does concern all of you as fans, okay? The line on this game to open was Chiefs -8. I grabbed it at -8.5. I said on our Saturday show, Bet for the Cycle, which airs every Saturday from noon to 4 on the BetQL Network, take it at 8.5. Do not take it at 9. Definitely do not take it at 9.5. Okay, don't do that. That's the line. Do not go over 9. 9's maybe a push. Do not take 9.5. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs led 23-12. An 11-point difference, if my math is correct, and I'm pretty sure it is. They have 4th and some change. Can't go for it in that situation, right? Can't create a world in which the Texans can just immediately kick a field goal, make it a 1-score game. Now I have not just the onside kick, but I would have the onside kick and like 12, 13 seconds left to play. Right?
You could go for it if the refs were on your side and were going to let you just do anything. You probably could do that. But since they weren't, they couldn't.
Just have Mahomes run a fake slide, you know? They didn't do that. They snapped the ball to the punter. The punter runs all the way to the back of the end zone. He runs around as long in the end zone as he can before he runs out of bounds. The Chiefs give up the safety. That makes it 23-14. I'm bad at math. That's 9 points. The most that you can score on a play is 8 points. Touchdown plus a 2-point conversion, right? Touchdown plus a 2-point conversion. So 8 points, which means it's still a 2-score game. And the Chiefs ran 8 seconds off the clock by doing this. From the snap to the safety whistle, 8 seconds came off the clock. So what's the situation you find yourself in now? The situation that you find yourself in now is you are free kicking to the Texans, which means that at the absolute worst case scenario, the Texans can run it back. But to go 100 yards-ish from the free kick all the way to score a touchdown on the other side, you are looking at, with the fastest player in the NFL, you're looking at what? 7 seconds, 8 seconds minimum? Which means they are still down, even with the two-point conversion, still down a point, and at most you have like a second left with an onside. The Texans can't win this game in that spot. They just can't win the game there. Even if they run back the onside or the free kick, can't win the game. But I get on Instagram after the game is over because I'm a gigantic idiot. Can I read you dramatically some of the comments?
When you say dramatically, do you mean, you know, in character dramatically?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, all right.
For sure.
Looking forward to this.
For sure. Jorge Barrito 7416 says, rigged betting ruined this game. At underscore A underscore L underscore F underscore I underscore E underscore said, what's the purpose? What's the strategy? Rigged. At Taliban 22, as in his name is Tala and he's been banned, but also fun wordplay, I guess.
I don't know if I would call it fun, but... yeah, okay.
He said, no matter what y'all say, this play made no sense because even if they return the punt, they still couldn't win because they're down 11 points. So this literally proves the NFL is rigged. If you think this made sense, you know nothing about football. Well, Taliban, turns out I know ball. It says so right in my Twitter bio, and you're a big dummy. I am to the point now that I am calling people openly idiots on social media because you don't know ball. Jason Lemieux, 1570, says sports betting is influencing games. Free Tucker Cross. I don't know who Tucker Cross is or why he needs to be freed. But Free Tucker Cross says there was absolutely no reason to do this. None. They could have punted it or give them 2 points and punt it. So weird. Very suspicious. No, it's not. At Wasp IP says it's too obvious at this point. At Belden says Vegas calls the shots. Guys, think about it for a second. I am begging you to engage your brain for one freaking second. Just one. The Chiefs ran the clock down to 9 seconds. They gave away 2 points. They're up 9. That's a 2-score game. You can't score 9 points on one possession. If the Texans had Usain bleeping Bolt in his prime running back a kick, it would take him about 7.5 seconds to run the ball on the free kick if they scored on the return, which is unlikely. So let's even say they did for the sake of funsies. They strap a helmet on Usain Bolt, and he takes it back to the house on the free kick after the safety. They go for the two-point conversion, and they get it. All you can score is 8. They're still down a point. And the fastest man on planet Earth would have left you 1.5-ish seconds on the clock. Do you know what you have to do after you score a touchdown, you bunch of geniuses? You have to kick off. Now, let's say the Texans go with the onside kick. They onside kick. The ball spikes in the dirt, and let's say the Texans get it. Do you know what happens? If they get it with time on the clock, they will still have to go 42 yards to score. They're going to be outside of field goal range. They do not have time to run a play into field goal range. They got to go for the tutty. The likelihood of that happening is like almost none. Because they don't have Jaden Daniels. So almost none.
That sounds like good coaching. That's what that sounds like. It's a good strategy.
1,000% was exactly what you do in that situation. The fact that there was ever a thought from Andy Reid is ludicrous. Andy Reid knew good and bleeping well on that third down, if we don't get this, here's what we're doing. It has happened 100 times before. It will happen 100 times again. I have seen it at the high school level. I have seen it at the college level. I have seen it at the professional level. In that spot, with that time and that score, if I go, what do you just punt it? If I punt it, I kick it, I snap it to my punter, what can happen? And oh, by the way, the Texans didn't have anybody back deep. Why not? Because they have one hope, which is what? Block the punt. And if you snap it with the time on the clock, that's a block punt. If the punt is blocked with 17 on the clock, 16 after the snap and the rush, and the Texans recover it, they have 15 seconds to score a short-range touchdown. Or, and this is what I would do if I was D'Amico Ryans, I kick the field goal on first down. Now, I've run maybe 3 seconds off the clock between the punt, the block, the recovery, and the field goal. I've run maybe 3 to 4 seconds. You know what that leaves me? An onside kick opportunity, and I've got 14 seconds left, which in that situation, if I recover an onside kick, is an eternity. I got all the time I need. That's 3 shots to the end zone from C.J. Stroud. I'll take the chance. But with the snap to the punter and him running to the back of the end zone and running around the back of the end zone and running up the side of the end zone before finally running out of bounds, you took 9 seconds off the clock. You gave him 2 points. You're still up 2 scores. So the exact same situation the Texans would have had if they blocked the kick, except for after the free kick, they're on the other damn side of the field, and now they have like 6 seconds left. If you don't understand why Andy Reid and the Chiefs did that, you're an idiot and you don't know ball. So when I get on my stupid Instagram and start scrolling through the stupid comments and I see, Vegas made the call. Somebody explain why this isn't rigged. Isn't this illegal? No, morons, it is football 101. And let me be very clear. I don't judge people for not knowing football and wanting to learn it. Okay? I don't judge you for that. If you don't know football and you're trying to learn, this is the show to come to. That this show is literally built so that it is enjoyable for every level of football knowledge. If you've never watched the game, the Rob Brown Show's for you. If you are a retired head coach at the NFL level, this show's for you. I don't have a problem with people who don't know ball but want to learn it. What I do have a problem with is people who don't know ball and then go in there and start going, that's rigged, they made the cut. No, they didn't. That is elementary level football, the way Andy Reid handled that. He handled it exactly the way the card calls for it. It's not rigged. You just don't know ball, brother. It really is that simple. Knock it the hell off. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Wrapping it up, the Rob Brown Show is right here on the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, dudes and dudettes. Rob Brown, the great one, Alonzo, and you. Be a part of the show, 844-326-3663. That is the number to call in and get on the air with the phone call. That is also the number to text. Here's your last call for our text poll of the day. The question is very simple. Did the Chiefs get help? That is it. That is the only question. Did the Chiefs get help? The two possible answers are yes or no. That's it. Those are the answers. Yes or no. Did the Chiefs get help? 844-326-3663 is the number. 844-326-3663 is the number to be a part of the show. You can text, yes, the Chiefs got help, or no, Everything was fair and square and above board. Yes or no to 844-326-3663. Run through a couple of texts we've gotten over the last hour of the show before we close up our poll in exactly 4 minutes. So if you want in, text right now, 844-326-3663. Yes or no, did the Chiefs get help? Texter said, Rob, I had serious coin on Ohio State at 8.5 and pushed it out to 9.5 in the fourth, beating with my heart, my brain, but it worked out. It's not rigged. No, it's not. Notre Dame made a real good push. Ohio State, as Lonzo said earlier in the show, the Buckeye fan earlier in the show said he believes the Buckeyes pulled off in the, where would you say that started? Mid-third quarter, early fourth quarter? Somewhere in that range? Because that's where it felt like to me.
To me, somewhere near the beginning of the third quarter.
That's fair.
Yeah, I just, yeah, I, it's like, don't do this, guys. Don't do this. Just, I mean, score a couple more touchdowns. Then in the fourth quarter, if you want to throw in some subs, go ahead. But don't do that now. And they were kind of nice.
For sure. I think they pulled off. Michael says they are bleeping smart in Nevada. Now, do they have some inside info? Probably. I'm going to tell you right now, there are people in Las Vegas, Nevada, who know people. Everything that you ever hear from me, from sports websites, whatever, there's a dude in Vegas who knew it before us. That's just a guarantee, all right? That they wouldn't do that if they didn't have the edge. There's somebody in Vegas who knew it. They knew that a player had a bruise to their right knee 3 days before the team announced it. They know that, which is why these lines, if you ever look at them, are so damn spot on. Again, the line in this game was Ohio State minus 8.5. They had to win by 9 or better. How many did they win by? 34-23. It was right on that line, right? Like right around it. They're good at this. It's not rigged. The people in Vegas have a reason to be good at what the hell they do. If they weren't, there'd be no point in them doing it. It really is simple, man. Texas said, if Troy apologizes, then you have your answer. I agree. I don't think Troy Aikman is having a one-week change of heart. A week after he puts that game and those refs on blast for those calls, I don't think 7 days later he's going to grab a mic and go, hey, everybody, I've really thought about what I said, and I really do feel bad about it. If he comes out and apologizes, I will go Lonzo mode and go, it's a work. He's apologizing for his job. And I'm not going to hold that against him because I've said stuff into a mic I did not want to say, but I had to keep my job. We've all done it. But I am absolutely not going to believe that Troy went from, oh, come on, which is literally what he said, to, my bad, everybody, I overreacted in 7 days.
I don't know. I haven't checked. I know I said all that, but I haven't checked to see if they actually are doing the game Sunday.
I don't know
if they are or not.
Texas said, is Lonzo really trying to lay the groundwork in case Patrick loses? The Chiefs would have still found a way to win. They always do. But Sunday will be different. They will lose because the Bills have finally found their identity. Josh is no longer the little brother. Bills by 10.
So, you know, you guys are trying to, or this texter's trying to, and Chris did it to a degree too.
By the way, 30 seconds to get your vote in. Yes or no?
Trying to declare that I'm clever in a way that I'm not. I'm just a simple dumb guy on the air. I just push buttons, and Lonzo just glad to be here.
Lonzo just pawning game of life. Texter says, Rob, I did not get to listen yesterday as I was celebrating, but I need to give you props for calling the Commanders over the Lions. I was convinced you were drunk when you first said it and had to just go with it. I will listen to you next time. Unless I disagree with you. That's fair. I mean, thanks for the flowers. I appreciate you showing up and handing off the flowers because, yes, I do deserve them. I appreciate it. Told you. I know, ball. Also was real close to that Rams upset, too. I said upset in both NFC games, favorites in both AFC games. I was real close in that Rams upset. Real close. Texter said, LeBron Mahomes is a flopper. Texter said, yes, but the Chiefs would have won without it. I don't necessarily disagree with that, just so we're clear. Chiefs are a better football team than the Texans. Good teams in the Texans, they'll be better next year when they're healthy. But the Chiefs still would have won that game. My point is, we shouldn't be helping one side or the other, and I just feel like we were.
By the way, it's CBS has Bills and Chiefs.
which is not
right.
Buck and Aikman. So, well, that was determined well before this, but yeah. I bet somebody at the NFL immediately after that was like, who do they have next week? We cannot put them on a Chiefs game next week. Cannot put them on a Chiefs game.
Who has a Super Bowl this year? I'm sorry. The big game.
The big game. TM. CM. CO. Whatever it's called. Texas said, yes, Jalen Hurts doesn't
Fox
get those
does.
Calls.
Fox.
Fox has those. Okay. Yeah. All right. Tell you what. Our poll is closed, so let's go take a look at our final results, shall we? We asked you the question. Very simple poll question this morning. Did the Chiefs get help? Yes or no?
I need some Gomer Pyle going, surprise, surprise, surprise.
We ended up, great one, with exactly 100 votes in our poll, which is a shockingly low number. I thought this was going to be our most texted response to date, to be honest with you. But it's also Tuesday, the day after a holiday. People are kind of getting back to their lives. Anyway. Did the Chiefs get help? We got 100 total votes, Lonzo. 80 yeses, 20 noes. 80% of the Armada wow. believes that the Chiefs got assistance.
I am shocked that it's not. I expect it to be somewhere about 93, 95.
Not going to lie, me too.
Yeah.
I really did too. 80% is still a B. It's a B minus. 80% is, if you got any group of Americans to agree on 80% of anything, you'd be like, holy crap, like that, what a leader.
So 80% of our listeners are haters. That's good to know. It's good to know where my island is, okay?
I want you all to know.
You 20%, you're welcome on my island. The other 80%, take a walk. Or DX has some words for you.
I want you all to know that during the break, Lonzo was in his head, this is not a joke, writing a rap song about how you hate us because you ain't us.
Nope. You're all haters and I'm the hated. That's
pretty good. That's a good
yeah,
bar.
Yeah, don't take my idea. It's probably already been done.
Lonzo's got bars. Got bars over here. All right. So 80% of you said, yes, the Chiefs got help in that game over the Texans. Nailed the Commander's pick. You're all welcome. If you want a bunch of money like I did by going plus 250 on the money line for the Commander upset, you're very welcome on that. If you just enjoyed the game, Jaden Daniels is him. Told you. What did I say? Same thing as the Bucks. If it comes down to late game heroics, Jaden Daniels does late game heroics as a rookie better than anybody else in the league right now.
Not getting past Philly, though.
Why?
Just not.
Why?
Not.
Right. But why?
Good Philadelphia defense.
Better than the Lions?
Philadelphia, I believe, is healthier than what Detroit was.
I don't disagree with that.
Detroit had a ton of injuries.
That was my primary numero uno reason why I said that the Lions were getting upset. You're just too dinged up to compete with Jaden Daniels. Here's the thing.
And Detroit may have had a little sense of, yeah, we got this. And found out that they didn't. Just a little bit of that.
I mean, I'm going to say this. That's not the Dan Campbell way. I mean, if it was, that's a complete break from their culture. I will say this, and this is why it is going to be interesting. The Eagles have, in the regular season, not in the playoffs, in the regular season, the Eagles had the number one defense in terms of yards per game allowed by a lot. The Eagles gave up 278.4 yards per game. The Titans were number two at 311. Here's the interesting thing, great one. 278.4 per game in the regular season. You know what they're giving up in the playoffs? 352. If they did that in the regular season, 352 yards, that would be 27th in the NFL. So, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see. That was all I had.
Yeah, I was supposed to push a button there.
Were you waiting for it?
No, I wasn't. Okay. I spaced for a moment. I also played the wrong intro.
Yeah.
I did.
I wanted to see how long that was going to go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, what's the Notre Dame's quarterback's name?
Riley Leonard did it.
No, Marcus
Freeman did it, is what you did.
No, I blame
that's on
quarterback.
Him.
Wow. All right, so the first thing that's X-ing is Kyle McCord. By the way, being a heel is hard, man.
You got to stay on your game.
Yeah,
there's no room for a slip as a heel.
Especially when it's not your normal nature. You get to the end of it, it's like, I'm tired.
Yeah, as somebody who plays the heel on the regular, there is no off. Babyface, you can take a day off here or there, right? You can just go out there and go, put your hands up and get the applause. Heel, you got to be working all the times, never a break. He is trending because he has... No, can't declare for the draft. Is he in the portal again?
Oh, no. This has to do with what happened last night.
They said...
It's about pressure, and a lot of people are saying... You know, Kyle McCord left because he couldn't take the pressure, and people were saying Will Howard also could not take the pressure, and it's a more of a Ohio State against the world still.
Can we point out once again, I want a T-shirt made that said the 2024 Will Howard U America Tour, because nobody has been hated on like that dude, and that dude has done nothing but throw up double birds to the critics this entire playoff run. Will Howard... The Bleep You America Tour was wildly successful.
Dude, the wink. I mean, when he looked over and he winked.
He knew what he was
doing.
In
the middle of the game, it's like, oh, okay, all right.
He recognized, I think at one point, he recognized we have this.
So it's about screw you, Kyle McCord. You couldn't take the pressure. Will Howard could.
That's fair. Listen, I mean, here's the thing. Adult opportunity comes with adult consequences. That's been my war cry regarding the portal and NIL. And one of those is, if you transfer, you have to keep in mind there's a very good chance you are going to be the heel for it. And especially if you leave a blue blood, an Ohio State, a Georgia, whatever. You're going to be the heel to that fan base no matter where you go and no matter what you do. So, yeah, he was gonna take some heat for heading over to the Cuse.
All right.
Is he going to the draft? I don't even know.
I don't know either. The next thing that's Xing is Britt Baker.
He did enter the draft. Good luck, Kyle McCord. Britt Baker is trending because I got nothing, because I'm going to be honest, I am a week behind in the wrestling.
All right, well, this has to do with behind the scenes, according to what everyone's saying, is she is on the outs with Tony Khan, and that's the reason why she hasn't been on TV.
Yeah, she showed out a couple of times, and on top of that, and I'm not saying that this is a reason, but it may not be a reason, she apparently hit the splits with Adam Cole, baby. They split up, which means that having the weight of being that power couple backstage isn't there, and apparently Britt got into it with a couple of the other girls, but like the legacy girls, like the girls that have been there from the beginning and kind of put herself in Splitsville population, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD.
She's still a friend of the show, Dr. Britt Baker,
DMD. Oh, for sure.
And for something that she gave to us.
Yeah, it wasn't just coming on the show.
That will always be in my heart, in my head, in my soul. Was the dissing of one person who's no longer here. That was a Christmas gift for me. That was a birthday gift
for
me.
Did you just sing Rod Stewart, by the way? I feel like you did.
I have the same kind of hair. All right. And the last thing that's Xing, I have better hair, by the way, is Blizzard.
Dome every NFL stadium, snow games suck. Saying it again.
It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that.
Sure does. We watched two games both were turnover affairs for no reason.
It has to do with like Kyle Field is under the snow right now. It has to do with what's happening in the South. It's a southern blizzard. By the way, unless I looked at it wrong, the blizzard's name is Enzo, which is just...
Cup of haters. Cup of haters. See if I go out in the back deck, light a fire. Cup of haters. Got a cup of haters? It's 7 degrees, and you can't teach that. I like that one. That one was better. I should have rolled with that one.
If you can't handle the southern blizzard, you are S-A-W-F-T.
Soft! We'll be back tomorrow, where we'll look more into the NFL's divisional round. We'll see if there's any light introspection about the 2024 College Football National Championship. We'll get you set up for the AFC and NFC championship games, and maybe we start a light dusting of basketball across the top? We shall see.
We could have a light dusting of snow, according to the weather.
Tonight, right? Ugh, let's do it again. He's Lonzo, I'm Rob. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for being here. Tell your friends about us. We're trying to get rich and famous. See you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!